So thank you for coming back to the second Chassidus and the Chassidus in the Parshas here. So last week we discussed a little bit about Chassidus in general, why I like Chassidus, and a little word in the Parsha about that theme. What I hope to do in the coming weeks is to basically pick a theme every week, a theme which emerges from some Chassidus theme from the Parsha, and hopefully go through things about the Parsha around that theme, and maybe some things on the outside also. What I want to discuss this week is the significance of the lonely individual. I mean, we all know that Chassidus emphasizes the connection between different Jews, the importance of other people in your Chassidus, the importance of connecting with other Jews, the importance of connecting with everybody in the world. There's a huge chevrati, huge social aspect of Chassidus, which hopefully we'll get to, the emphasis on Ahavas Yisrael. But the opposite is also true, and the opposite almost is a starting point, the significance of just of understanding how each person is an individual and each person is unique. So let's start by going through this medrash and thank all machne ephraim on it. So I don't know if it's well known, but there's a medrash on this week's parsha that says as follows. It's commenting on the story of Yaakov wrestling with the malach. Pasuk says, "Vayivaser Yaakov levado." Yaakov remains alone on one side of the river, and he wrestles with this ish, which the medrash identifies as the malach. So the source number one, Rabbi Rakhia b'shem Rabbi Simon Amar, this Amora said, "Ein ka'el yeshurun." The pasuk says, "Ein ka'el yeshurun." The pasuk mezos of Rakhah. There's nobody like you, God. But the way it's interpreted in the medrash is to put a comma in, put a comma between ka'el and yeshurun. That ein ka'el, there's nobody like Hashem. Yeshurun, except for Yisrael, except for the Jewish people. So let's read it again inside. Reb Simon Omer, Ein Kael, there's nobody like God. Umi Kael, but who is like God? Yeshurun, the Jewish people. Yisrael Saba, not just the Jewish people as a whole, but the old Yisrael, meaning Yaakov Avinu. In one way, Yaakov Avinu is similar to Hashem. Makadosh Baruch Hu, Kasuv Bo, V'nisgav Hashem Levado. By Hashem, it says Hashem will be exalted by Himself on that day. Av Yaakov veYivaser Yaakov levado. So too Yaakov remains alone in his fight with the Malach. So there's this parallelism between Hashem being alone, the only king of the world in the times, and Yaakov being alone fighting with the Malach. And that's where the Medrash ends. So there are a couple of Chassidus Sfarim that pick up on this theme. But what exactly is the connection between Hashem being alone and Yaakov being alone? And we'll see this idea being developed on numerous levels. I think the Degel Machne Ephraim in Parshas Balak, in different Parsha, develops the theme on the most simple level. So let's see what he says about it. He's talking about the fact that Bilam gave a bracha to Jewish people that they're going to be amlet v'dod yishkon, that they're going to dwell alone. So here's what he says. He says, "Odir Moz al derach shamarti." Another hint about something about this theme. Just as background, the Degel Machne Ephraim. His name was Rav Moshe Ephraim of Sadikov, I think. He was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, and he's used as one of the. He's an early source in Chassidus, and he has a lot of quotes from. He has a lot of quotes from his grandfather. So he's used as one of the few primary sources we have of people who actually interacted with the Baal Shem Tov and wrote stuff down. So here's what he says. He says, "I'll give you another hint to the theme that I'm talking about." Alamedrash alapasuk v'yavaser Yaakov levado. Hadov d'ksev v'niskav Hashem levado v'yamahu ayin shah. Great, we have this medrash. V'utamua, second line. This medrash is astounding. Well, what's pshat in this medrash? V'marti bazeh l'fiyah nirisayti aderach ha-gemara. I think the way to understand this medrash, the importance of being alone, is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Laman Zayin. Chayev kol adam lomar kol olam lo nivra el b'shvili akan. That everybody is obligated to say the entire world was created for me. And that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. So he says, what's the advantage of saying the entire world is created for you? It sounds very egotistical. He says, Vihine, kishinasim leiv al divrei gemara zu, when we pay attention to this gemara, hu eitza amuka urachava be'inyan avodas Hashem yisbarach. It actually is a deep advice about avodas Hashem. V'hainu, what's the advice? Ki kishamale b'daito, Shekola olam l'nivra ela b'shvilo. What happens when you think the entire world was created for you? That you are the most important person in the world, you are the centerpiece. So obviously it has to be countered by other thoughts. But what's the advantage of thinking in this way? Nimsa hu yachid ba'olam. You're the only one in the world. Shekola olam him tzvilam elav. And everybody in the world is on a different level than you. V'olav taloi kol binyan yisod ha'olam. Atavas ma'asav yikayim ha'olam. So what's advantage number one of thinking that you're the only one who exists, that nobody else really matters? That your actions really do matter. And you're the one who has the ability to do a mitzvah and bring the world to a better place. You have the ability to do an avera and bring the world to a worse place. And we're going to see, as we get deeper into this idea, that it's not just a random thought. It's not an imaginary hallucination. It was actually depth of this idea. But that's level number one, that your actions really matter. The gum, a second point, bevadai ein lo shum pniyah b'avodaso. You don't have any ulterior motivations in your avodas Hashem. You're not looking to your left, you're not looking to your right, you're not looking at what this person is doing, looking at what that person is doing. You're doing the mitzvahs because they're the right thing to do. There's no reason for you to do the mitzvah based on kavod of other people, what are other people going to think, how do I look in the community. You're doing them for the right reasons, because nobody else really exists, it's really just you in your own world. There's no ulterior motivation. Mishem b'china shoshav midos, and now he'd gone through seven bad midos before, and there's no ulterior motivation based on those things. Kevin she'inu laso is b'shvil shamadam. You don't have to act for anybody else. Kevin shehu ha'ikar. You're the main. Bakol tefilah me'lav, and everybody else is on a secondary level to you. So when you think in this way, when you think you're the only one who matters, not in an egotistical sense, but with these two ramifications: the number one, that your actions really do matter, and number two, that you shouldn't be looking at what anybody else is doing. That you shouldn't care about what other people think about you. You should do these things because they're the right things to do. Do them with the pure motivations. Then, when somebody reaches this madriga of not caring what other people will say or think about you, you're just doing your own avodas Hashem the way you feel you have to do it. Then all of these negative things are going to be nullified and neutralized. And you will be in a kadosh world, in a more holy world. Then Hashem also, as a solitary being, is going to reveal himself to you. And if you're in such a high madriga that you're able to serve Hashem without looking at what other people are doing, without thinking about what other people think about you, without caring what they care about, without caring about what's going on in their brains, you're doing these things was the right thing to do, and you feel it's necessary to do them. If you reach a madriga where you get to connect to the true solitary being in this world, and the true solitary being is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is exactly what the Medrash is getting at. But Yevanser Yaakov Levado, Yaakov remains alone. Hanyo kesha Hashem ozer lo sheba lemadriga shehu levado yaked ba'olam kanal. When you reach this madriga, and Hashem helps you to reach this madriga, then you're the only one who matters, and therefore your avodas Hashem is coming from a pure place. As hisdabik Hashem echad be'echad. Then the one, the singular person, connects to the Hashem who's also singular. Then v'nizka Hashem levado, that Hashem alone will exist. Shiyabatel kol klipos, and that all the negative things are going to be batel. You will be able to connect to Hashem directly. So level number one of this idea of thinking of yourself as a solitary individual without looking at what other people about what other people think, and thinking of yourself as being in your own world, is that A, it means that your actions really matter, which in Hasidus they really do. We'll get to that either not today at some later point. And number two, you don't have to care about what other people think about you. And this idea, which again, it starts with the Degel Machane Ephraim, starts with the Baal Shem Tov, of each person being in their own space, I think this idea is probably best expressed or most expressed in Breslov Chasidus, where the idea that everybody is in their own world, everybody has their own nizgonos, everybody has to do things their own way, based on the way Hashem made them. You shouldn't be looking at the avodas Hashem of anybody else as a model for yourself, to the extreme. That's something which Rabbi Nachman of Breslov felt very strongly. He felt that he said about himself, that I'm a Riyah Chadasha, I'm a new being, I'm going to tell people things that have never been told before, I'm going to do things that have never been done before. And he felt that everybody has to serve Hashem in their own way, in the way Hashem made them. And he used this as an introduction to Likutei Maharan Chelek Beis, the second Chelek of Likutei Maharan, which is the actual Torah from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov himself. He introduced that book with the following piece. Echad Haya Avraham, the second source. Avraham was a single person. She Avram Eved Hashem Rak Aidei Shehaya Echad. When we say Avram was one, what do we mean? He wasn't just the first. He was able to serve Hashem because he was Echad. He was alone. He did things his own way. Shakashat Betaito Shu Rak Yachidi Ba'olam. Avram Avinu thought, I'm the only one in the world. V'lostakil Klal Al Kol Bnei Ha'olam. He didn't look at what anybody else was doing. She Sarem Yachar Hashem Moniem Oso. That the other people weren't serving Hashem properly. V'lo Al Aviv. v'shar amunim, Avram didn't even pay attention to his parents, to his parents who were doing things differently. Rak elu hu echad ba'olam. Avram Avinu made himself, he put himself in a box and said, nobody else really exists. I'm in my own person. I'm in my own world. I have to do things the way I see I see them being right. I have to serve Hashem in this particular way. V'zeu echad hay Avraham. This is what it means. Avram was the first. Avram was a single person. And what Avram did was a model for everybody. Anybody who wants to enter the world of Avodas Hashem, if you want to enter Avodas Hashem in the proper sense, you want to do things, do the Avodas Hashem that's right for you, that Hashem sent you down in this world to do, you can't look at what other people are doing. They might look down on you, they might look up to you, but that shouldn't matter. You have to do things your own way. Similar to Avram, who everybody else actually wasn't serving Hashem. You shouldn't look at anybody who's trying to prevent you from doing it. He goes through the whole family list. It's a little bit crazy. Aviv, Imel, Chosno, Ishto, Banav, Chayotze. Your parents, your spouse, your children, they might look at you in a certain way, but they can't matter to you. Again, this Rabbi Nachman is known for being extreme. And we're going to see, this idea has to be counterbalanced by the feeling of being part of a community, and being part of a Chassidus, and being part of Am Yisrael. But at the very basic level, you have to view yourself not just as part of the broader community, but as somebody who's unique, somebody who does things in their own way, somebody who has something unique to contribute to that community. And that by force means you can't look at what other people are doing, or care so much about what other people are thinking about you. Great, and that's and he goes on from there. So far, so good. Feel free to comment or ask questions. This could be a lecture, but it doesn't have to be. So just to show this idea is not just in Chassidus. Rabbi Soloveitchik has an essay called "The Community," where he describes the relationship between the individual and the community. He describes that Judaism holds both, and you have to view yourself as an individual person, but also as part of a community. And he goes through, in Bereishis Perak Aleph, Adam and Chava are created together. They're created as part of a community. But in Bereishis Perak Beis, Adam and Chava are created separately. So you have, in order that we should all realize, we should be thinking ourselves as both as part of a community and as individual people. So he describes what the advantages are of not viewing yourself as part of a community, as being a single individual. So he says, number one, the originality and creativity in man are rooted in his loneliness experience, not in his social awareness. The singleness of man is responsible for his singularity, the latter for his creativity. Social man is superficial. He imitates, he emulates. Lonely man is profound. He creates, he is original. The ability to not look what other people are doing gives you the ability to be creative, to come up with new ideas, and to do things in your own way, and come up with ideas which wouldn't have been created, which you wouldn't have stumbled upon if you were just copying what everybody else was doing. The second thing he says, which is very similar to the first, is that lonely man is free. Social man is bound by many rules and ordinances. God willed man to be free. Man is required from time to time to defy the world, to replace the old and obsolete with the new and relevant. Only lonely man is capable of casting off the hardness of bondage to society. Who was Abraham? Who was Elijah? Who were the prophets? People who dared rebuke society in order to destroy the status quo and replace it with a new social order. The story of Judaism is not only that of a community, but also a man alone, confronted by the many. Again, if you're living by yourself, if you don't necessarily care about what other people think of you, you have the ability to defy society. You have the ability to do what's right, even if everybody else is doing something else. And he goes through all the Nevi'im, Avram, Eliyahu, Elisha. They all stood up to what's happening in society, and they're able to do that based on this consciousness that I'm an individual person. I have my own mind, my own way of doing things, and what everybody else does or thinks about me shouldn't necessarily matter. This idea, I think on a deeper level, is expressed in various ways, but it's expressed in Tanya, in the basic book of Chabad Chassidus, written by the Alter Rebbe Yishner Zalman of Liadi, and he connects this idea of everybody being an individual person to a broader notion of everybody having different neshamos. He basically starts off Tanya with trying to describe the different types of neshamos that come down into the world. And he has five different categories. You have Tzadik Gamor, Tzadik Viralo, Binoni, Rasha Vitovlo, and Rasha Viralo. So hopefully we'll have time to go through the different categories. But he basically says that the people are made differently. And because people are made differently, because each person is not just part of one of these five categories, but is really an individual level within these five categories, so then you can't look at anybody else's Avodas Hashem and say, that's really where I should be. He says there are some people who are just tzaddikim. They were born with a higher level neshama. And for them, their test is to take that higher level and constantly be involved in a higher level of Avodas Hashem. And there's some people who are just benonim. They're just born with a lower level neshama. They're just born with less spiritual aptitude. They're born with more attractions towards ra and towards evilness. And for them, their job is something very different than the job of the tzaddik. No job is less or more significant. We just have to realize that everybody is born with their own job. And he says this is not just in terms of levels in neshama. It's actually true in terms of what he calls midas ha'emes. I'll just go through this piece and we'll conclude with this piece in Tanya. He says, "V'nei midas ava zo hamur b'vinunim b'shanas ha'tzvila." The way he described was that the tzaddikim, they're always constantly filled with avas Hashem. You walk around this world, they're constantly feeling this high level of emotions towards a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There are some people who are just born like that. They're just Rav Kook, just read the stories from a very young age. He was born with a very high spiritual aptitude. The Alter Rebbe probably was also born with a very, very high spiritual aptitude. Most of us are born as Binonim. A Binoni is somebody who's constantly a tug of war between the Ra and the Tov inside of them. They're not born on that level. And the Alter Rebbe says that for them, the time for them to focus on their Avas Hashem and the creating an emotional connection is time of tefillah, the time of davening. During the day, when they're walking around, they may not necessarily feel this high level of Avas Hashem. But when they're davening, that's when they just strive for it. So he says as follows. He says, "V'inei, midas ava zu ha'mur b'vinonim." This level of Ava, which was said by Vinonim, by middle-level people, Mashas HaTzfilah, either his gabros ha'nefesh elokis, that through working on yourself, at least during davening, you could feel this Avas Hashem. Hine, legabe madrigas ha-tzadikim uvdi Hashem be'emez la'amito. In comparison to the true tzadikim, to the life and avodas Hashem of Rav Kook, of the Alter Rebbe, of these types of people, ein b'chinas avazo nireis b'shem avodas emez klal. If you're looking at it from the perspective of a tzaddik, what your average person is doing is not emes. It's not real. It's not real sincere avodas Hashem. It's not the true nature of the game, because they're on such a higher level. Again, we'll deal with the idea of a tzaddik and what a tzaddik represents in Chassidus. But they're still bored. They're just made on such a higher level that in comparison to what they're doing, what the average person is doing is not real. It's not emestic avodas Hashem. Great. Why isn't that emistic? Because it comes and goes. It varies. Skip down to the underlying part. V'yafal pikein, and still, even though objectively it's on a much lower level of Avodas Hashem, v'yafal pikein, the gabi madrigas habinunim, in comparison to the binunim themselves, nikris avodatama be'emes la'amito shelahem, ish kfi madrigaso. But on their own level, in their own world, is considered a true, an emes dikah of avodas Hashem. Yeah, Adira.
Just a question on this concept. Is it only applying to people who are keeping Torah and mitzvot, or can you also say, someone who's, off the derech, it's just, their soul is just not as elevated, they just can't handle it, so...
So, that's a good question. So, hopefully, at some point, we'll deal with the Hasidic perspective of people who are not observant. So they might say, Rav Kook argued this, that it was something inherent in their neshamas which are drawing them towards not being observant. But he would say that if they were taught properly, the what's positively drawing them towards non-observance would be able to be found within the framework of traditional Judaism. They're just being taught incorrectly. They just have a certain conception of what traditional Judaism is. Their neshamas are against that. They're being drawn elsewhere. But if you taught them properly about what traditional observance really is all about, then they would be drawn back.
A high level of tzaddik would just be drawn to it anyway, regardless of the way he's being taught.
And Rav Kook would argue even that. Rav Kook actually argues even the opposite, that sometimes what draws us unobservance is the higher level of neshama. We're searching for more spirituality than is normally expressed in Orthodox Judaism, and that's basically what he claimed for people in his day who are becoming unobservant. So it's this idea could. end up in very many different places, which is why Rav Kook was able to relate to non-from people as being a higher level neshama than your average Orthodox Jew, which got a lot of Orthodox Jews really upset at him. Which,
idea.
Sorry?
It's not judgmental.
It's not, exactly. This is a corollary of this idea, which we're not going to deal with today, is judging everybody lakafskos. Because once everybody's really within their own world, so nobody knows what the other person is going through. Nobody knows what the madriga the other person is supposed to be on is. So everybody, you don't have the ability to judge other people, really. I mean, the other person might really be failing, and there is a concept of failure, but I have no way of knowing that. Just because they're not davening as long as Shmoneh Esrei would be, doesn't mean that they're failing, because maybe within their own world, that's a high success. So it works both ways, both for yourself and for other people. So even though objectively, the Alter Rebbe is saying is that the level of the Avodas Hashem, the Tzviva, the Avas Hashem of the Tzadik, is objectively much higher than the Avodas Hashem of the Beinoni, still what he says is that in terms of the word emes, truth, genuineness, whatever the word emes means, it's just as a true Avodas Hashem for the Beinoni as it is for the Tzadik. Each person functions within their own level. We don't plan to go through it, but he basically develops the idea that it connects it sort of back to this parsha. Now, not to the parsha per se, but to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's mita is emes, and hopefully we'll be able to develop this idea more. The pasuk says that emes is something which goes from the very lowest level to the top level. Emes is like the Briach HaTikon, he says. It's this middle bar, which goes from the lowest level of Avodas Hashem, the lowest level of spirituality, to the highest level of spirituality. And each point on that path of this middle bar, which goes down from the bottom to the top, is defined as the emes on that level. So it's not like this one objective emes that we're all trying to get to. That each level of spirituality, each level of all the olamos, he says, from the bottom to the top, is its nekudas emes, its point of emes. And whatever level a person is on, as long as they're tapping into that emes for themselves on that level, they're being true to that level, they're not feeling within that level, they are tapping into what he calls the midat emes. And you would think emes is objective, it's truth, it's something which has a single parameter. That's exactly what the Alter Rebbe is saying. Each person is judged within their own rubric. Connects back to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu's nakavas b'li mitzarim. Yaakov Avinu's inheritance is boundless. So he says it's boundless because Yaakov's midah is emes, and emes exists on every single one of these levels. So basically, just summarize what we saw, is that this is the idea that Hashem is echad. Hashem niskaf Hashem levado b'yomahu. Hashem is unique, solitary, and we trace this idea a little bit in Chassidus, how each and every single individual person, as important as connecting to other members of Am Yisrael is, you can't judge yourself based on other members. You might motivate yourself based on other people, but you can't judge yourself based on other people. Everybody has to do things in their own way, based on their own madriga, based on the way Hashem made them, based on whatever madriga they're on, based on what they worked on. By doing so, your Avodas Hashem will be able to be pure, like the Degel Machane Ephraim said. It's not going to be motivated by social reasons. And by doing so, each person can work on their own level to figure out what Hashem's mission in this world for them as individuals is, as opposed to just looking at things in a more collective way. So thank you so much, and I hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving with their friends. If you guys celebrate.